Word of God, speak. Would you pour down like rain, washing my eyes to see your majesty, to be still and know you're in. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ, this is Daniel White the Third with the Scripture and the Sense podcast, number 299, where I read the Word of God. That is the Holy Bible. That's what we used to call it back in the day. We never called it just the Bible, but the Holy Bible. And I give the sense of it based on an authoritative commentary source, such as the Bible Knowledge Commentary of Dallas Theological Seminary, or the Matthew Henry Commentary, which I believe is the greatest devotional commentary of all time. This podcast is based upon Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 8, where it says, Ezra and the Levites read in the book, in the law of God, distinctly, and gave the sense, and caused them to understand the reading. The aim of this podcast is that through the simple reading of the Word of God, and the giving of the sense of it, the church should be revived and the world would be awakened and saved. Today, my beloved, we are reading Hosea chapter 8, verse 5. Here a little, there a little. Let's pray. Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you for leading this, your poor servant, to do this podcast this year and to already be at 299. And what a blessing it has been to us here and to so many thousands out there already. And we give you the glory, the praise, and the honor for your holy word. For your holy word is what it is all about. Hide your holy word in our hearts. Convict us of our sins. And help us to repent of our sins. And to love your holy word. To cherish your holy word. To share it with others. So that others may come to know you as Savior. By the power of your holy gospel, your Holy Word, and your Holy Spirit. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and forsake. Amen. Hosea chapter 8, verse 5. Thy calf, O Samaria, hath cast thee off. Mine anger is kindled against them. How long will it be ere they attain to innocency? Ladies and gentlemen, I just read in your hearing Hosea chapter 8, verse 5. Now here is the sense of it. First from the Matthew Henry commentary. They promised themselves plenty, peace, and victory by worshiping idols, but their expectations came to nothing. What they sow has no stalk, no blade, or if it have, the bud shall yield no fruit. There was nothing in them. The works of darkness are unfruitful. Nay, the end of those things is always death. The hopes of sinners will deceive them, and their gains will be snares to them. In times of danger, especially in the day of judgment, all carnal devices will fail. They take a course by themselves, and like a wild ass by himself, they will be the easier and surer prey for the lion. Man is in nothing more like the wild ass's coat than in seeking for that succor and that satisfaction in the creature, which are to be had in God only. Though men may sorrow a little, yet if it is not after a godly sort, they will be brought to sorrow everlastingly. Now from the Bible Knowledge Commentary from Dallas Theological Seminary. The calf idol of Samaria was singled out because it epitomized Israel's idolatrous ways. Since there is no record of such an idol being erected in Samaria, the city may stand here for the northern kingdom as a whole. If so, the calf idol was probably the image set up by Jeroboam the first at Bethel. By setting up golden calves, one in Dan and one in Bethel, Jeroboam repeated the sins of an earlier generation. Probably the people associated these calves with the storm and fertility liturgy god Baal. The words "throw out" follow the Septuagint. However, the Hebrew is literally, he has rejected your calf, O Samaria. He has rejected your calf, O Samaria. This third person reference to God within a divine speech is unusual, but is attested elsewhere. Rejected makes a striking wordplay with the word rejected in verse 3. Israel had rejected what is good and turned to idols. The Lord responded appropriately by rejecting Israel's idols, their sin, their evil, and their foolishness. As Moses and Joshua had warned, the Lord's anger burned against the idolaters. In despair, the Lord asked, "How long will they be incapable of purity? How long?" Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to the Scripture and the Sense podcast. Please remember to read the Word of God, the Holy Bible, each and every day of your life, and pray without ceasing to God about everything, and for wisdom to understand His Word and apply it to your life. Most importantly, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou, you shalt be saved. Please stay tuned for a complete presentation of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ so that you can get your soul saved from hell to that wonderful place called heaven when you die. May God bless you and keep you is my prayer. Now, dear friends, if you're with us today and you do not know our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, allow me to show you how you can place your faith and trust in Him, Jesus Christ, for your soul's salvation from sin and hell. First, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's laws. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We all have failed God. We're all guilty before God. You do not have the right to look down your nose at others. You're just as wicked as others. Second, accept the fact that there is a penalty, there is a punishment for sin always. You will be paid for your sins one day. The Bible says in Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death. Our payday someday is death to these beautiful bodies. Death to so many things before you die. Death to marriages. Death to relationships. Death to material things. You will experience 1,000 deaths before you die because of sin. But ultimately, you will die physically. Your body will be put in a cold, dark grave. And that ought to be frightening because it is frightening. But more frightening is that your soul, if it dies without Christ, will go to a burning hell to spend eternity in a dark place, even though there's fire. You say, preacher, I don't believe that a loving God would put people in the hell. Well, Jesus Christ, the loving and lowly one, preached more on hell than he did about heaven. Jesus Christ, the loving one and the lowly one, preached more on hell than any prophet in the Bible. He said in Matthew chapter 10, verse 28, and fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Also, the Bible says in Revelation 21:8, but the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Whatever you do, don't experience the second death, because it's bad news. Hell is bad news, but I have good news for you. You don't have to go to hell. Jesus suffered and bled and died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose again on the third day. And he said these words to you before he left here. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, that is, perish in hell, but have everlasting life. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shalt be saved. Pray and ask Jesus Christ to save your soul and to come into your heart and change your life. He will do it. Romans 10:9-13 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Saved from what? Saved from hell. If you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he suffered and bled and died on the cross for your sins, was buried and rose again, and you're ready to trust him as your Savior, pray and ask him to save you, and he will. I'll be glad to lead you in prayer in what is called the sinner's prayer, or the prayer of salvation. Repeat after me, phrase by phrase, and mean it from your heart. Let's pray. Holy Father God, I acknowledge that I am a sinner, and that I have done evil in your sight. I am guilty because I have broken your Ten Commandments, your law. I've taken your holy name in vain. I've dishonored and disobeyed and disrespected my own parents. I have lied many times before. I have lusted after people and things and what others have. I've stolen things before. So Lord, that's 5 to 6 commandments I've already broken out of your Ten Commandments. And so please have mercy and grace upon me. For your holy son's sake, Jesus Christ, please forgive me of all of my sins. As I now believe with all of my heart, the best way that I know how, in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he suffered and he bled and he died on the cross for my sins, was buried and rose again. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to repent of my sins past, and help me to turn from my evil ways. In Jesus Christ's name I pray, and for his sake, amen. Now, dear friend of mine, if you believed in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose on the third day, allow me to say to you, dear friend, congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is trusting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, please go to GospelLightSociety.com and read my pamphlet titled, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. And Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Dear friend, if you trusted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior today, please email me at dw3@gospellightsociety.com and let us know. We have some free material that we want to send you. If you have a prayer request, please email that to us as well, and we will pray for you until you tell us to stop. Until next time, my beloved, God loves you, we love you, and may God bless you real good until next time. Now, I may be traveling here over the next few days, and but I will resume preaching as soon as I get back, and I will do some preaching while I'm on the road. So thank you so much for your prayers. Please continue to pray for us, and we will continue to pray for you. God bless you until next time.
If you look at the hard left and how they treat law enforcement in the last 5 or 6